Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
As you know, the holidays are quickly approaching, and that means lots of treats, lots of cookies, lots of drinks, lots of fun. And we're going to get into the top five of all of that. I'll start things off here at number five. My number five item during the holidays, sugar cookies. Sugar cookies are so good that I don't care if they're the Pillsbury ones that you get the little circle ones and they grow when you bake them, or if they're homemade from Ashley or my mom's old ones. But it doesn't matter because they're that good that I'll gobble them up. I just went to Kroger, as I was talking about yesterday, looking for my peppermint bark, and I saw the Pillsbury ones. I was like, "Is you gonna make sugar cookies soon?" She was like, "I don't know." I was like, "Well, fuck you." And I grabbed the elf themed ones because I was like, "Those will get made by me." And so that's my number five, sugar cookies. Doug,
my number five. I have like two name brand things on here, which is a little weird. But I'm thinking about taking this one off though. Shit. All right, I'm taking it off. It was going to be a Reese's Trees. So like the Reese's Pumpkins or the trees. Yeah. But instead, it's going to be fucking eggnog, bitches. Mm. God damn, I love me some eggnog. I don't incur. I know people out there don't like it, but y'all wrong. It's good.
Can I?
You're wrong, Jeremy.
This is another thing that someone's going to say, like, how is Jeremy this fucking uncultured? I've never had eggnog.
You are a dumb piece of shit.
Are you okay with dairy? I mean, if you're okay with dairy, it's pretty good.
I love dairy. I love dairy.
It is. It's like a candied milk.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's sweet. It's got like nutmeg and cinnamon. It's good.
Oh,
thick.
It's thick.
Especially, I just add alcohol. It really helps out.
Yes. Yeah. That's why in Christmas vacation, they're drinking the eggnog and Randy's just like going to town. Cause they put like rum or something in it, mm-hmm. or whiskey or whatever.
I think rum's like rum warms you up really well.
Yeah. What's really interesting is that my family, cause my parents or my mom specifically talks about how she grew up like with five siblings or whatever, one of five, and that eggnog is expensive today, but I guess maybe in comparison to milk and stuff, then it was expensive. So to make like a carton of it last, they would cut it with like Sprite, which seems like a weird thing to cut it with, but dude, it the citrus in it cuts through the fattiness of it, and that little bit of the citric, like it was very nice. It's very nice. Just a splash of Sprite in there. Really, it cuts. It's delightful.
Fuck me. I'm seeing like 7-Up eggnog recipes online and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I guess it's pretty common, but people do that to like make it, you know, again, because it is, you think about it like coats your mouth because it's just like this thick, fatty, sweet drink.
Yeah.
But throw that in there. Refreshing.
I'll tell you this, it looks the same going out as it does coming in if you puke up.
Oh, no, don't know why.
Everyone's thrown up eggnog.
I've never had it, so I don't know what that means.
You've never lived, Doug. Jer, you're exempt because you've never had it. Now you got to get drunk on eggnog.
Well, and also, Jer, because you can't, but they do have a Southern Comfort eggnog you can buy that does not have Southern Comfort in it, but it is like flavored Southern Comfort.
So it's like spiked a little bit.
Yeah, but without the alcohol. It just, they have like all the spices and more shit that they put into Southern Comfort in the eggnog. It is also very good.
Okay. I'll have to give it a go. Kev, what's your number five?
My number five is macaroons. Those are usually pretty good. We find them in the freezer section or whatever and just kind of go to town on those during winter. Although they're very rich, at least the ones I get. I don't know the brand or anything like that, but I usually have like maybe one or two in a sitting and I'm good. But it's like, if you're not familiar, for the listeners, I'm sure you guys know what macaroons are, but you know, those little, like, kind of like little hamburger, like little tasty, like hamburger sugar things. And they're so tasty. Cause I say they're shaped like a hamburger cause they got like, it's like, are, like pancakes. Yeah.
It's like two like cookies with like a, well, not cookies, but you know, whatever, like pastries, yeah, with a little like cream filling in this in between. So it looks like a little hamburger.
Yeah. You get some of them, they're like gold. Oh, so you're like, yeah, sitting there and gold chipping. Mm-hmm. So yeah, macaroons are pretty dope.
I like those. My number four is going to be another cookie. And it's just that time of the holidays. I love cookie. They're the only time they really get made. Is peanut butter cookies, and that's with also, you could do regular peanut butter cookies, or you could put the Hershey's Kiss in the middle of the peanut butter cookie, and either way, I'm all for it. Ashley made them already this year, and they lasted about, I don't know, 2-3 days, and yeah, delicious, right. Love them, peanut butter for the win. So that's my number four. Doug?
My number four, are the mint M&Ms. Mint chocolate chip ice cream, sort of, you know what I mean, like that minty chocolatey goodness. They fucking rule, and we found out this year that my daughter is obsessed with them. She doesn't want to eat anything but those mint M&Ms, and she calls them beans because she's three. She comes up to you and she goes M&Ms, and we're like, okay, you can have five. It's after dinner, you can have five. So she counts it out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then she five puts her other hand up. I was like, you good bitch, this little bitch over here trying to game the system. It worked. She got 10. So.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Kev?
My number four is, I guess, something according to yesterday that I probably won't be able to find this year, and that is peppermint bark. Like I said, branding, I usually just get it from my local Hy-Vee. They usually make it there on the spot, and it's great. Like I said, I've been going there for years and getting them. But yeah, it's going to suck this year if I can't get any, but yeah. I mean, peppermint bark. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's on all of our lists. It's good stuff, man. It's got like it's crunchy, but it's got like, you know, I don't know how to explain. It just kind of melts in your mouth, but you could sit there and crunch it. Like, there's just so many ways to enjoy peppermint bark.
My number three is going to be peppermint bark.
Same. It was just the same.
I did find a little bit on, at Target, but it's not peppermint bark. Like, what they did was they put a thick-ass block of chocolate on the bottom, then they did white chocolate on the top, and then they sprinkled a little bit, like the most minuscule amount of peppermint on top.
That's all they could afford, dude. They can't fucking get any more.
Like, but like, I was like, it didn't taste good, it didn't taste right, and I was just like, oh, fuck this. Yeah. I even spent a premium on it. It was like $7, and I haven't gone back to it.
Bummer.
Yep. So,
well, I guess mine, Doug, you want to add anything?
Oh, I love peppermint bark. And like I said, we I said what I said.
Yeah, I know.
It's good.
It's good. I burnt myself. Kevin almost lost it.
I love pecker.
I love peppermint bark.
I love just shove it into my mouth and just
no shortage of the peckers this year. So.
Oh boy,
Kev, what's your number three?
My number three is a brand stuff. It's the Little Debbies, those little Christmas trees they come out with.
Oh, those Christmas tree cakes! Oh, yeah. Oh my god,
yeah,
about those.
I love Little Debbies. Like when I was a kid, the corner store, the bodega, or whatever you call it, they would always keep stocked on Little Debbies. And same with the store near my high school. So like that used to be my breakfast every day, was to go pick up like a dollar at the time because they were like 25 cents per item.
He just fucking fill his pockets with fucking Christmas trees.
Hell yeah.
Just part of a balanced breakfast.
He's like, it's breakfast time, bitches.
I mean, look at me, dude. I am built on farts and gas. Like, I mean, I grew up on some bad food, but it was cheap. Like I said, back in the day, those like Little Debbie treats were like a quarter each retail. I mean, now they're all probably like a dollar or something like that. But like it was, you get the best, you get the brownies and all that. But those Christmas tree, like every time they came out, like I would always try to get my parents to buy the box. You know, normally you can get them individually, but you get that whole box and you're like, yeah, this is all going to be gone by tomorrow.
We've already bought a box and gone through them. But here's the thing, those boxes these days, like I feel like as a kid, they used to have like 10, 20 trees in those motherfucking boxes. Like they'd be stacked like, you know, stacked up against each other. Those fuckers have five in them now.
And they're so small. They're so much smaller than they were when we were younger.
Yep. Or is it that you just got bigger?
Yep. That's also what I'm thinking. But I, man, it's like, I feel like even as an adult, I've purchased them and been like, oh, like there's 10 in here. And like now, like, why are there only five?
Because they need you to get two boxes.
Christmas tree shortage.
Christmas tree shortage. Okay, we've moved on to number two. My number two is going to be hot chocolate. There is nothing better on a cold day, especially if you're outside. You come in, you make some hot chocolate with milk, not water, and you just sit back and you let it warm your soul. Oh my God, now I want it. My wife this year got the hot chocolate bombs. And so they're you throw them in and they melt and there's, you know, I guess there's cool stuff that happens. But yeah, I'm excited to try those since it is December and it's been 80 fucking degrees out. There hasn't been a reason to have hot chocolate yet.
Yep.
But hey,
it's like that in Kansas City too.
Maybe in March.
Things keep true. In February, we should have a fucking snowpocalypse, and you'll be stuck indoors. Hopefully, this time with power because of a generator. Surely you bought by now. Same, neither have I.
Who's got $800 to throw at a generator that may or may not be needed?
Right. But yeah, maybe then.
Yeah. I have gas, so I can still at least. Make Excuse hot me, chocolate. Sorry.
My allergies are killing me.
Doug, what's your number two?
My number two are the homemade Christmas sugar cookies. My family's recipe is very good. I've not made them myself because I don't bake. Mm-hmm. I cook. I don't bake.
Here we go with your fucking... 90s style.
My mom and my sister make them, and they're so good. And we, thankfully, like this year, my sister is going to be in town. She wasn't in town last year, obviously, due to COVID. But she and her husband, they every other year come down. So hopefully they'll come. They'll be here this year, and they'll make cookies, and then we can send the kids over to go decorate like we did a couple years ago. And yeah, just they. You know, those homemade with like the homemade icing on top and stuff. It's like a staple in our house, you know? And so like, I want it.
Hey, why don't you just send that?
I need it.
Why don't you just send that recipe on over to me?
Yeah. I'll ask her for it. Let's see if I can find it.
Okay.
I mean, yep. The problem is my sister probably knows it by heart, right? You know, she's been making them.
And she just makes it by feeling.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, like my sister bakes, like that's her thing. And then like, I'm the one who cooks. Like that's like where we split off as far as like, I mean, I'm sure she cooks too. I don't know. I just know that she does all the desserts, like the fancy cheesecakes and pies and shit. Like that's, I don't do that.
Kev, what's your number two?
My number two is eggnog, for all those good reasons, man. It's delicious. And it does feel like it's got to be a wintery type because, like, I couldn't imagine having eggnog in the summer. So it's definitely a seasonal thing, and I enjoy. When I can, I add alcohol. But otherwise, I mean, even on its own, it's still pretty good. Another drink that is, like I said, thick, so you can't really have too much of it. It is milk, so you drink enough of it, and you're going to have a bad experience. But, yeah, dude, I love eggnog.
Awesome.
You're gonna try it now with the Sprite or 7-Up now, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I want to. Like, this is a shot.
Just yeah, dude. Not a lot. Like, we would do like maybe like 3/4 of the glass like full, and then top it off with some Sprite, and then you go get some fresh fucking nutmeg and you grind that on top of that shit, bro. Boy, blow your fucking mind.
You're being way too. You're being way too good. I'm gonna just go from the can. You're making it way too. Too enticing.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man. Blow your fucking mind.
We've hit the number one spot. My number one is going to be bonbons. And what'd you say?
I said bonbons.
Bonbons. Doug, I think I brought you some bonbons.
You have. You brought some to Saga, I think, obviously not last year because we weren't recording, but the year before, I think. Mm-hmm. And we were like, yay, bonbons. And you brought a good amount. You only brought like 12 or something. Like, it was like a, did you forget? did you forget that there's 7 of them? And most of us are fat?
Okay. So there's, like Doug, I don't bake much, but there is one thing I bake because it's been in my family, the family recipe for God knows how long. And I make these things called bonbons. They are peanut butter with Rice Krispies and chocolate. And they are mind-blowing. I've never met anybody who has eaten them and been like, yeah, they're just okay or whatever. But everybody's been like Doug's reaction. So that's all you bring?
Did you not count the amount of people in the room? Like, what happened here? How many did you eat on the drive down? How many did you leave with versus how many? You know, we were talking about 12. I brought 40. Yeah, like, I'm sorry. There's 12 here. Oh, fuck.
I made a mistake and I brought them one year to work like for my coworkers, and ever since then they put fucking orders in now. They're like, Hey, it's December. It's December. Have you started making them? I need 2 containers, please. And I'm like, oh my God. But they're that good to where you just fucking, I should make a little batch of them and mail them to you, Kev.
I'm down. I'm always down for mailable goods.
So, yeah, they're fantastic. So I love my bonbons.
I've never had a homemade bonbon. I've always had just like the store-bought stuff. So
you have not had a bonbon then. I'm going to open your mind like you open your butthole at night.
It's in the morning. That's part of my 3 P's. Come on. No butthole opening at night.
Doug said snap back. Like, what the fuck? What'd I miss? Doug, what's your number one?
My number one, speaking of the 3 P's, I don't know. This is homemade fudge.
Oh, fair enough. Perfect segue.
This is another recipe that, like, I asked my dad, I was like, Dad, what's that fudge recipe, dude, that you make every year? And he was like, oh, it's the one that's on the back of the like marshmallow puff cream thing or whatever, or, you know, like the little jars. And I was like, that's it? And he was like, yeah, dude. He's like, that their recipe hasn't changed in like 40 years. He's like, I've been using that thing forever. It's the same and it's always on their jar. And so we went to the store last year, and yeah, it's like called like fantasy fudge or some shit, like something like really dumb, like, and it is rich and amazing because you use that marshmallow cream shit in there and a fuck ton of chocolate, and it's just fucking sugar and butter and chocolate. Like, it's so fucking good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I was looking, I was like, oh, I know I got that recipe before. I was looking the other day through my phone, and sure enough, it's just a picture of the jar. It's just a picture of the jar that I took.
That's awesome.
I'm looking through my photos right now because I think I took it at my parents' house. But and he was like, yeah, it's just right there. It's on the bottom of the back of that can. Yep. I'll show you guys. Like just
that's too, and it's on the back of a fluff too.
Yeah, fantasy fudge. It's prep time 25 minutes makes 40 servings, 3 cups of sugar, 3/4 cup butter, 1 small can of evaporated milk, 3 packages of Baker's semi-sweet chocolate, 1 jar of jet puffed marshmallow Jesus cream. Jesus
Christ.
And then just... if you want to, some walnuts, and then 1 teaspoon vanilla.
Sugar on sugar on sugar.
Sugar on sugar on sugar.
Betas.
And butter.
And butter.
Butter. So much and condensed butter. Milk. But or evaporated milk. But man, it was so good. It was so good last year. And like, I made it instead of my dad. And like, I literally, my parents swung by to like drop the kids' gifts off. And I was like, here, you guys want to try this? And my dad was like, oh shit, you made it. And he was like, holy cow, that's good. And I was like, right. And he was like, I didn't make it this year, but this makes me want to go home and make it. And I was like, this made 40 servings, dad, here. And I gave him like a Tupperware full of it.
Oh my God.
It's made 40 fucking servings, dude.
Hey, you better treasure that picture because I don't know how long they're allowed legally to keep that on the bottle. Someone's going to come to them and be like, hey guys, this is, you're fueling the diabetes in this country.
Like, yeah, we know. We're paid by like, big diabetes.
Yeah. What do you think we sell here?
Yeah. Well, it's,
got a problem with it. Call Liberty.
Kev, we've come to you for number one. What you got? Make it good.
Well, you guys have already said it, and I love it year round, but specifically in Christmas, and it's sugar cookies, man. Love them the most. They're so soft and so delectable, and they melt in your mouth, and they always have the best designs and nice little frosting this time of year. You'll throw in some little things to add on it.
Are you still talking about sugar cookies?
Yeah. Like the thicker sugar cookies that like, you know, like you could find like with the little, like maybe like the frost top, not like frosting, but like, you know, like there's still like one layer of cream on top of it or something like that. Just hot layered, rich cream.
We're not talking about sugar cookies anymore. You're talking about
sugar no more.
I always love that peppermint flavored sugar cookie. No, but I really do love, like I said, I love sugar cookies. Just the way they just, it's just softer cookies, man. They're nice.
They're real nice. All right, that's it for our top five. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it. Sorry that we didn't make Kev do VR this time.
It's charging.
So, okay, tomorrow we have What's Up Wednesday. And you know what? I'll give a spoiler. Yeah, we're going to talk about Jeff Keighley. Of course, why not? Until then, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.